actually one makeshift bedroom. It's actually part of the balcony. This is actually one of the showers here that's shared between seven people.
50-year-old Raymond says he and his flatmates, all overseas-born and mostly students, pay about $200 each week. He insists they're the lucky ones.
I'm not complaining about it. It's actually one of the best ones we've seen so far. We've seen countless amount of apartments throughout the city. Basically, all the high-rise apartments, we've seen 90% of them, are very much very cramped.
SBS News uncovered dozens of advertisements for similarly cramped share accommodation on classified advertising site Gumtree over the past month, as well as other postings on Weibo specifically targeting Chinese students. A one-bedroom apartment in Sydney's Clarence Street, leased out in September for $645 a week, is now being advertised on Gumtree as a home for up to eight people. A tour of the apartment by SBS News revealed up to four people slept in the living room, each bed separated by curtains and cardboard partitions. SBS visited three other apartments, each with similar conditions, including a small two-bedroom apartment with four people in each room. In another, all nine occupants shared one bathroom with a broken tap. Leo Patterson-Ross from the Tenants Union New South Wales says affordability is the main issue for international students caught up in the overcrowding.
There aren't individual rooms that are affordable to students, and that means that they often accept substandard or different kind of living arrangements in order to be able to afford homes near their uni or near their work.
ABS data shows overcrowding is a growing problem. In New South Wales, where Australia's affordability crisis is most acute, the number of people living in severely crowded dwellings has risen by 74% since 2011. Nationally, migrants make up almost half of all people living in overcrowded housing in 2016, up from a third over 5 years. Mr. Patterson-Ross says it's very difficult to police the issue.
This is a very underground phenomenon, and it's very hard actually to track. So we may never really know if it's getting better or worse until crisis hit and we something really dramatic happens.
The City of Sydney acknowledges that it's an ongoing issue, telling SBS it works closely with other agencies to monitor suspected cases and shut down illegal accommodation. SBS showed the footage taken inside the advertised apartments to lawyer and Owners Corporation Network Chairman Stephen Goddard.
Eight people living in a one-bedroom apartment is an abuse of common property that is evidenced by it's a commercial use of a residential space impacting upon common property that was not designed for that purpose. The next outcome is that there will be threats to life safety represented by fire controls that are not in place to regulate the volume of people in the area concerned.
A 2014 fire at a Sydney industrial complex is one example of the dangers of substandard housing. It was later uncovered that there were more than a dozen foreign students and workers living illegally on the premises. All escaped uninjured. But Raymond Wong says he and many others are simply forced to accept what they can afford.
They don't want a lot of space, they just need something comfortable and secure, and it gives them that very option.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.